two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story this half hour. There are still a lot of unknowns about the new Omicron COVID-19 variant. The World Health Organization has published a short technical brief on what they know today.
The WHO's brief calls on countries to enhance surveillance and sequencing efforts, accelerate vaccination campaigns, and use social distancing measures while taking a risk-based approach to adjusting travel restrictions. The organization adding the overall global risk related to the new variant Omicron is assessed as very high. An urgent meeting is being held Monday with G7 health ministers to discuss the latest developments. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
And President Biden is urging anyone or everyone who's eligible to get vaccinated for COVID-19, saying it is the best protection against the new variant.
I'm going to be putting forward a detailed strategy on how to deal with this new variant. And that is not shutdowns or lockdowns.
The CDC is also pressing people to get COVID booster shots in a new order issued today.
It was just a week ago that the CDC announced 18 to 49-year-old Americans may want to get a COVID vaccine booster. Now it's saying everyone over 18 should get the shot. The recommendation? Anyone receiving first doses of Pfizer or Moderna should get their boosters 6 months after their last shot. If you receive the J&J vaccine, the CDC saying get your booster 2 months after the first injection.
And that is ABC's Andy Field reporting. Here in Utah, health experts think the new COVID variant will show up in the state, but they're urging people to stay calm. Dr. Sankar Swaminathan with the University of Utah Health says their hospitals have contingency plans in place.
We do have, a variety of contingency plans, phone trees, people who have agreed to be on call, to be called in for a variety of emergency backup coverage and so on, which we instituted really back at the beginning of the pandemic when, there was the first surge. So we have all of those sort of contingency plans that are in place.
91% of all Utah's ICU beds are occupied. Our top national stories this half hour. After taking a two-year break, people were willing to weather air travel this holiday weekend. TSA says on Sunday, officers screened 2.4 million people. That is a new pandemic high. 21 million went through security checkpoints over the Thanksgiving period and 89% of pre-pandemic levels. A new record for Cyber Monday sales expected following slightly disappointing Black Friday figures. Retail expert Anya Kane of Business Insider says early birds have already done much of their shopping.
Because of concerns about health hazards generated by crowds and just because of supply chain issues that are ongoing this year, retailers were basically trying to spread out holiday sales across the entire autumn.
President Biden said today shipping backlogs have started to ease, with the amount of shipping containers sitting on docks for more than 8 days now down by over 40%. The Thanksgiving shopping weekend was a success, especially in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
All the numbers aren't in yet, but most small businesses saw a huge increase in sales from last year. The president and CEO of the Utah Valley Chamber of Commerce, Curtis Blair, says one print shop didn't even get a day off.
Ended up working Thanksgiving Day, Friday, and Saturday just to keep up with for business.
Blair says both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday were hopping at local restaurants and other retailers. He says their biggest issue is still a lack of employees, not the supply chain. He says all the businesses had enough items and food, but they were lacking in staff to help cook that food. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
The federal government is still trying to determine what is causing supply chain problems around the country. Now they are demanding retailers hand over information about high prices and empty shelves. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
Maria, USA Today reports the FTC is ordering Walmart, Tyson Foods, Procter & Gamble, and Kroger, which is the parent company of Smith's Grocery Store, to turn over any information about why they can't get the items that they normally would. Officials with the Utah Retail Merchants Association say it appears that things are moving more quickly out of the ports in California, but staffing shortages and truck driver shortages are still big factors in the overall problem. And they say most retailers are more than happy to work with government entities to fight supply chain problems, but they say that the timing for this request is bad since it's the busiest shopping season of the year. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Bryce Canyon is upping fees and changing campground reservations following another year of large crowds at the park. KSL.com reports beginning in 2022, backcountry permits will cost $10, and it will cost an additional $5 per person, up from the current flat fee of $5. Now, if you want to set up a tent or bring your RV to the North Campground, you'll have to reserve your spot from May 27th to October 1st, replacing the first-come, first-serve model.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.